drops the arms out to your mum's house. Arms out to your mum's house.
Okay, ladies and gents, episode 7.
Lovers!
17 in the house, man. Arms house, 17. To be precise.
Arms house to your mum's house. Don't get it twist.
Yes, man. Themos, how you doing, brother, man? You good?
Bro, I am. This is episode 17, the Hungover Files. I'm hungover as a motherfucker, man.
You got your missus in town, right?
Is the she wife keeping arrived you... yesterday.
She's keeping you up at night.
Kept me up all night. Very bad influence. Oh. It's like a drug cartel mafia member arriving in the house. You know what I mean? Suddenly, there's all these dealers arriving at the house, bringing all these things. I'm like, wow. What the fuck's going on? How much money? What the fuck's going on, papi? At 11 o'clock tonight, mucha drogas coming to the house. Da 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 da. I'm thinking, 11 o'clock, and now I'm going to be asleep. Like, what the fuck's going on?
She's bringing a piece of Venezuela to West London. You know what I mean?
Bringing the Venezuela vibes.
Yeah.
To West London.
Nah, salute, man.
Man, we're very, very tired. Went to bed at 4.
Yeah.
Also, something I spoke about last week, the fucking weed man texted me today.
Oh, yeah?
He said, yo, I've got this new menu. I fucking texted, yo, can you drop me something? Ed.
Oh,
fucking Ed.
All right, Theme, you know what? I'm going to hook you up with something because I want you to write to that beat, and I know you need a little bit of weed, because I made a beat in it that you're going to write to. So I'm going to get you that weed, one by hook or what's the phrase? By hook or sink?
Hook, no.
By
crook.
Hook or crook, that was it,
Look, these fucking menus, this came today.
Yeah.
And there's me replying, nada. Nada.
He must think you're cash, like he thinks you're undercover. Fed, you know what I mean?
Or he thinks my actual cash is just Monopoly cash.
Or even, yeah.
I don't know what the fuck this guy is doing, man. But I think what's going on is, I don't know, is there like a bit of a weed shortage around Bush? Because he sends that and then maybe just turns it off when he's sold out. But he's got like 50,000 strains on there. And the best bit is, opening hours, 12 till 10, always 7 days a week.
Yeah,
well, nah, bro, that's just a complete lie, bro.
Theme, what happened to that guy? Remember a few years ago, well, good few years ago, you had a mate who sold green. Obviously, I don't want to bait anything up, and he's not there anymore, but it was like in North Acton. He had that little, he was going to build like a smoking cafe, and he wanted on the inside. So me and you graphed up the whole building, up to the ceiling. And then he was like, nah, ain't happening. And then he left.
You remember that?
Well, of course I remember.
Talking to someone about that the other day.
It took like 3-4 days. And he was like talking, oh, I ship all this in from Cali. And he told us how they ship it in with all these like airtight sealed.
And he did. He did. Because the guy who set us up with the link.
I saw him.
To say, look, I've got my brethren who wants to do, who wants you to paint the inside of his like smoking bar, wasn't it? It was like a shisha lounge he was making.
Exactly, yeah.
And I was like, yo, but you know, these kind of guys, has he got the cash for it? And he's like, listen, bro, trust me, he's good for the cash.
No, he pulled, he paid for us.
Yeah, and he pulled out bare dough all the time. But you know what it was? I think what he did, he like set up that place in like kind of factory settings, you know what I mean? Factory area, like next to Waitrose or whatever.
Yeah, it was
in
the industrial estate.
I think he was just blazing a zoot outside. That was the biggest thing. He's blazing zoots outside and people started smelling the smoke, smelling the smell.
Oh.
And then like sort of came and had a chat to him and he had to bail. So we painted all those Vaughn Bodie characters pissing in the toilets.
In the toilets and all the way up to the ceiling. I remember I did the Queen's face because it was something to do with the Queen. Remember, it was something to do with the Queen, like
what,
the Queen's
brand.
Head. Yeah, it was something to do with like, and it was like the Queen, you know, that you get on the money, like the profile of the Queen. So I painted that and we did a London cityscape and a District Line train coming through. We did the whole thing, took like 3-4 days.
District Line train coming through, bro.
And then I remember he paid for half of it. The other half he hadn't paid. And then I think I went to meet him on a boat. He like was on a barge.
Because then he was going to start doing it on a boat instead. Because he thought it was less bait. Yeah.
And I was like, just give me the money, man. I don't care what happened to the... Because he was explaining why, you know, the other place didn't work out. I'm like, well, whatever. Just sort us the money. I don't give a shit. You know what I mean?
And he paid, yeah?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, he was an Arab guy. You know what I mean? He was an Arabic brother. You know what I mean?
His brother to brother. Yeah,
exactly. So it's all good. But yeah, I was just wondering what happened to that guy. Maybe you can call him. I don't know if he's still got his number.
No, I can't remember. He was USA UK Connect or something. USA Connect or something.
It was, yeah, something Connect. Yeah, from like USA. He was like shipping in from Cali or whatever. Yeah. Anyway, he was a joker though.
The Queen's house.
He was a funny guy. But yeah, so guys, this episode, last episode, I asked for people to send in images and pictures. So we're going to be, and man, thank you. We got a bunch. We got at least 20, 25 people.
I can't believe that, man. Crazy. We got them like straight away. That's fucking brilliant. Now, first of all, I want to say thanks for everyone sending those over, man, because you said yourself, Maddie, like, send them over if you've got thick skin, because we're going to go in on them. Then I was thinking, this is the worst advert of all time for someone to send in this shit. And they sent it in, like, over 20 of them. Man, big ups to you guys, man.
Yeah, bigger. And of course, yeah, so that was the caveat was, yeah, please don't send anything unless you have thick skin, because we're going to go in, like Theme just said. But also, like, you know, you've even mentioned before how on YouTube, like, a very popular thing there is reaction videos, people reacting to stuff, And this is basically that, but to graph, we're just reacting to it. And also, I think it's useful for toys, for up-and-comers, although some people who sent in pictures, they're not toys. Some people aren't toys. They just sent pictures anyway, because they just wanted to hear us chat shit about them,
Yeah, but that's cheating. I reckon I know. You've mentioned a couple of names. I'm like, those boys are graphing hard. You know what I mean? That's taken, exactly. But do they still get in the comp?
No, it's not a competition. There's no winner. It's just, we're just going to chat about it. And hopefully, because we're going to be funny, but also, I'm going to give them some pointers as well. You know what I mean?
Like with your hand styles.
And anyway, we're going to get into that in a minute, man. That's going to be later on in the episode. And we're not going to do all 20. Like I picked 5 of them and we'll do another 5 next episode if this goes well. I mean, let us know. You know what I mean? Let us know in the comments.
Yeah. Listen, man, I'm dedicating this episode to Joe Pugh. You remember Joe Pugh?
Oh, shit.
Went to our school. He died last night, man. He died.
Shut up.
Passed away last night. Yeah, man. Really, really horrible. Really, really horrible. Oh, really, really gutting. I was born. My mum was in labor going into hospital. And that's how she met his mum. She was in labor in the same hospital, like next door beds. I've known him for like ever. Obviously drifted apart towards the end, but this is dedicated to Joe Pugh.
Whoa, salute, man. I haven't heard that name in a long time. I mean, shit, I want to know more details, but I don't know if you want to air that on here, you know what I mean? But
not right now, not the day after.
No, of course.
My mum texts me, she's like mad upset, and obviously. But I just think that's the worst thing that could ever happen, man, for his mum.
Of course.
That's the worst thing, man. I could never get through that. Never. If one Alex and Leo died from anything, car, shark attack, horrific disease, I would be out the game, man.
In a way, that was
Joe Pugh,
a little bit of solace when my dad, he died a couple years ago. Like the time, you try and get a little bit of solace out of really messed up situations, man. And that was one thing. I was like, he was supposed to go before me. You know what I mean? Like that's the order of things. You know what I'm saying? Like it's like, again, like I said, you're just trying to get some sort of solace out of a fucked up situation, man. But
you're meant to bury your parents, but not the other way around, man.
But that's really fucked up, man. That's really sad, man.
42. He must have been 42 years old, same age as me, man.
Wow. Man, crazy.
But not to bring it on a downer, but to dedicate this to him.
No, of course, man. No doubt, man. It's good to immortalize people because, I've got people that have passed away way too early and we keep their name alive. That's another thing in graph in general. That's a beautiful thing in graph that you see a lot. It's about keeping people's names alive. Because I'm not a religious person at all, man.
Was your dad very religious?
None at all.
Religious or not at all?
I mean, if you asked him what his religion was, he'd say Muslim because he was brought up Muslim.
But was he down with the afterlife and stuff like that?
No, he wasn't. No, he was always like he kind of set me up to when he kind of prepared us for his death to a certain degree. I mean, as morbid as it sounds, I mean, he didn't actively prepare us, like, you know, but he kind of was like, for example, I remember asking him once, I go, like, because we were having a deep chat, and I said to him, what music would you want played at your funeral? Like, that's kind of the conversation we were having. And I wasn't being serious. It was like, this was like years ago. And I remember him saying to me, he was like, I don't give a shit, because I'll be gone. Play whatever your mum wants. That's literally really? What he was. Yeah, he was like, I don't care.
What a
he
husband goes, answer, though. What yeah, yeah. a certified yeah. husband
he
answer.
He was like, I don't care. Happy he goes, wife, I'll happy be gone. Life. He'll be, he said, I'll be gone, bruv. I don't give a shit. He goes, you could literally throw me down some stairs. You know what I mean? Leave me. Like, he's like, okay, I'll be dead. He's like, do whatever you want. Like, literally, he was like that.
Mustafa, man.
And, but to the point I was going to, I don't believe in, you know, heaven, hell, and spirits and ghosts and all this shit. I don't believe in none of that stuff. I respect everyone's beliefs, but personally, I've not been convinced of that. But one thing I do think, in our lives, in these short blip in time, if you look at the grand scheme of things, and someone's lifetime is nothing in the grand uh-huh. scheme of things, yeah. Uh-huh. But there are ripple effects. It's like dropping a stone in a river. In a lake, sorry. A little stone like that will make a ripple and it will go through the whole fucking lake. Mm. You know what I mean? Just dropping that mm-hmm. one little stone in it. And I think in life, that when you're alive, you affect people, you interact with people, and your interactions with these people affect these things and these people, you know? And then they go on to affect other people. And these are the ripples that we make in our lives. And even after you're gone, these ripples continue then. And that's how I look at people living on, you know? And
well, you're one of his ripples as well.
Exactly. We're like one of the major ripples is a kid, you know, having kids. That's like a humongous ripple you're going to make. But I'm talking from me now moving this lighter from this side of the table to the other side of the table. As insignificant as that is, it's still a little ripple in time. You know what I mean? Like everything you do yeah. is a little ripple yeah. that's going to have knock-on effects. And that's yeah. how, that's the afterlife I believe in. Like, you know, that's the tangible, real thing that you can smell, see, and touch most of the time. Even though most of the ripples we make, we don't even realize we're doing it half the time, you know? But we do them all the time. And that's how we live on. That's why we should live a good life. Because you want to leave positive ripples. You don't want to leave negative ripples, you know? And in graph in particular, like, you know, how people keep putting up people's names after they're gone, they do murals for them. They, you know what I mean? These are big ways of.
Did you see Jazz's post about T's and talking about like how the, I mean, she was kind of saying how she doesn't know how she feels about that. You know what I mean? Because you yeah. were a person, you had like all your family, you had like all your life, and then you're remembered by those guys, obviously, but then you're remembered by the graph scene as like, you know, the word, the name T's, and people going around sticking up your name and stuff like that. It's a bit of a different kind of.
It's different, but.
Bit of a different kind of big up.
Of course, it's different. Everything is different, you know, and I'm not saying one thing is more important than the other.
Now you're remembered like as T's. Now you're remembered as Ganja. Now yeah, you're remembered some people as, only knew. You weren't it. Just that dude. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Someone so only knew dudes, him as T's. Cool.
I just thought it was a deep post. We're getting a bit morbid, bruv. We're getting a bit morbid.
No, but this
big
is
up Joe Pugh, big up everyone.
I think about this stuff all the time, man. Like, you know, it's deep stuff, but it's interesting, man. And I like to hear different people's perspectives on this subject, you know, but it can be a touchy subject as well, especially different people's beliefs. They believe in different things and, you know, so, you know, I don't want
to. No one knows about that stuff. But what people yeah. do, what people question, when I hear questions of, well, what is conscience? Because we're the only animal to have conscience, yeah. So what is that? So people, when I say I don't believe in God, I don't believe in this, I don't believe that. When you're dead, that's it.
Yeah.
People say, well, what happens to your conscience? If we're the only people with a conscience, we don't know what that is. If that is like a sort of, you know, not like a spiritual thing, but like a thing
yeah.
that does that go on? Does that live on? Is that just in your brain? Is that just? And I'm thinking to me, I'm like, yeah, that's just in your brain. You know what I mean? That's part of it.
What happened before you were born? Where was your consciousness then? Do you remember?
Exactly. Well, for me, you know, for mine, it didn't exist. You know, it's like it's all part of the chemicals in your brain and the power of your mind and thinking and stuff like that. But some people say, yeah, where you were born. Some people say, I'm not scared of death because it'll be exactly the same for me as before I was alive.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, what does that mean, bruv? You weren't alive. Like, you didn't exist. There's no kind of correlation between that, living our whole life and then dying, and then saying, oh, yeah, I'm just back to where I was, man. This is back to...
but there are some religions, they think, you know, that your spirit is always alive, and then you're on Earth for a certain amount of time, then you go back into the spirit realm, you know?
Mm. And that would be your conscience. People say the spirit is the conscience, is the thinking bit. And I just remember when Muffy the hamster died, and I was like 11.
Yeah.
My brother was like 10, or, I mean, 8 or something. And I remember looking at Muffy's body just thinking, yo, Muffy is dead as a doorknob, man.
Hmm.
Like, he's just dead in a Clark shoebox, kind of poking him, like, seeing what's going on. Like, this, when you're dead. That's it.
Yeah, and the thing is, also, for me, I have no shame attached to saying the words, I don't know.
Mm.
Yeah? People say, what
happens? Nobody knows. That's the real answer.
That's the honest answer. But what, like, there's a lot of people out there that you know, act like they fucking know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
And I don't know.
Like the earthquakes in Turkey and Syria, that really pisses me off. People say, this was written about in the Bible. They told us this was going to happen. You're like, what the fuck? They also told you to hang gaze, mate. Like, what are you talking about? You can't say. And then they give you a specific Michael chapter 3:2. When the world in there, you're like, dude, you're just like, people are dying in Turkey and Syria, and you're telling people it was going to happen. It was told us. We knew it was going to happen because some man wrote in the Bible. Can't say that.
This is a subject I'm really interested in, and I watch debates all the time, theist versus atheist, and, like, you know, there's so many things out there and lots of stuff people discussing, these, or Muslim versus Christian, you know what I mean, and like physicist versus fucking, you know, is Muslim scholar, you know what I mean. I've watched lots of these. There's lots of it on YouTube,
YouTube and shit.
And it's just interesting to see it. And to be honest, like, even though I'm not being convinced of any supernatural type stuff, I'm still open to it. If enough proof, if you can bring the evidence,
of course. If you can prove something, I'll believe it.
I've got an open mind to it, but so far, it's not been convincing to me, man. And so many times they're like, the prophecies in the Bible, the prophecies in the Quran, man, if you really look into it, it's like the way these things are worded and the way they're put across.
Yeah, you can allocate it to any section of life, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was doing a painting job, and the electrician had to come. And the electrician's known in the area and he knows the woman really well. And he came in and he went downstairs to, like, all the sparky boxes and stuff.
Mm.
He's like, oh, fuck me. It's like, you know, the builders have really fucked this up and that you can't have it like this. This is really illegal sort of shit.
Yeah.
And he says, if I tell the national board or whatever, like the electrics board, like the head cheeses about this, the shop's going to get shut down and the builders won't get in trouble. But the owners will. The owners are a really nice woman. She's obviously not done the electrics, you know what I mean? But this geezer saying, like, they're basically stealing it, like it's a ganja farm. They're stealing it from the fucking, the main electricity board,
because
the way they set it up. And he's like, I won't tell anyone. And he said to my face, I won't report it because I know the woman. And at the same time, he's going, fucking Romanians, the Romanians that have done this. And he's like a mad Christian. He's going on about Christianity and Christian this, Christian that, Christian. And I said to him, yo, how many times, because I only met him that day, how many times are you going to say to me, fucking Romanians? And I said, do you like Romanians? And I don't. I really don't like Romanians. I said, that's the most Christian thing I've ever heard.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? He didn't know what to say because I was, I was being serious. Because Christians have killed millions of people in the names of Christianity. I was like, here's another geezer sprouting fraff from the Bible about being a Christian. And then on the same breath, fucking Romanians don't know nothing about sparking, rare.
You reminded me of there's a comedian called Bill Hicks. He passed away in the 90s. He's one of my favorite stand-up comedians. He used to do this bit where, you know, he talked about Jesus and all these things. And then he said after a show one time, he was in Tennessee, like in the Bible Belt in America. And after the show, these three rednecks came up to him. They go,
hey, Mr. Funny Man, come here. Hey, buddy, we're Christians. We don't like what you said. I said, then forgive me.
He's like, forgive me. Exactly. You know what I mean?
Why are you sparking me? Why are you starting me on me now?
That's like one of the things. You're supposed to turn the other cheek and all these things that they're supposed to preach in the Bible. But also, I just, before we go off this subject, because I love talking about this and I'd love to bring it up again in the future.
We should do an episode on it.
Yeah, I would love to, man. But the thing is, again, I don't want to offend anybody. Like I said, I come from a Muslim family. I went to a Christian school, you know what I mean? All these things. I just want to say, I will always and continue to fight for everybody's freedom to believe whatever the fuck they want to do. That's your freedom. That's your right as a human being to believe whatever the fuck you want. As long as those beliefs don't affect other people's freedoms. Once it starts...
Maddie's out here fighting for your freedoms, mother lovers.
I'm just saying, like, it's free speech, belief, you know, people's personal beliefs. I'm down. You know what I mean?
He's a freedom fighter.
Want. Believe whatever you want. It's beautiful. It's up to you. It's your life. You believe what you want to believe. Whatever helps you get through the day. But as long as your beliefs don't start infringing on other people's rights, like, for example, what we've seen in America with Roe versus Wade and the church there overturning that for women to have the rights to have abortions, it's completely from a religious angle, man. No matter how much they try and spin it, they try and make out like it's not religious. It's fucking about religion, man. And it's really causing harm to a lot of fucking people, man. So stuff like that really winds me up. But anyway, and so organized religion can fuck off. I'm sorry. It's corrupt.
Hip hop group confusion.
Yeah, organized confusion are ill, but organized religion, I'm sorry. You're too corrupt to the core. You've done nothing like in history. I can only see fucked up shit, man. Okay, yeah, there's some good has come out of it, but in the grand scheme of things, now, in this day and age, I'm sorry. These things are so corrupt and fucked, man. But anyway.
But talking about gods. Talking about gods. Yeah. Let's go to my tune, from my boy. Sorry. My boy Gemini, massively successful battle rapper.
Yeah,
massively successful dude. He was on that YouTube show that featured Stormzy, Guess the Rapper. It's got millions and millions of views. For me personally, he bodied it. He should have been the real, because he is a real. How do you say you're not a real rapper when you spit like that? Rare.
Yeah.
The other guy was not a professional, or whatever. He murked everybody there.
Didn't he battle like a big American guy as well?
He's battled big Americans. He squishes them with his fucking eyes closed. You know what I mean? And this geezer is sick.
Okay.
And I bigged him up on his latest YouTube drop. Wicked tune. I said, microphone Don. He said, I learned from one of the best, baby. I was like, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. In the Santa Claus pajamas, he learned from one of the best. But yo, Gemini goes in. He's got the coldest flow.
Nice.
He's part of the E&D crew. Yes. He's an all-round dangled Don. Play the blood clot rhythm because it's absolute market.
All right, I'm going to play it now. Gemini. This is called Flat Earther. It's a diss record to Koj and
Pryce.
I don't know who these people are. But anyway, check it out. Gemini.
Better go home for the rest of his life. Never come outside.
Oh, no, wait. Sorry. I'll keep forgetting to turn it up. Okay, there we go.
This is how you ride a rhythm.
Dear me, dear me, dear me, I know all of these man won't clear me. See, I ain't got a cap for nobody to check, I already know these man fear me. I swear you usually write last minute, but now you're round up, really. This is the biggest battle of your life, and you're still gonna lose it, clearly. Body bags, I got more than one, so talking tough, you get more than slump. You bang steroids on an awkward one, but I raise the bar when I'm talking blood. Right hook, chorus done, stomp him out like Air Force's one. Now the M2's on a Stormzy one, like Jordan 4s or Jordan 1s. Recording done. Where's your songs? Oh, there's none. Spotify playlist. Been about 10 years, blood, and you still ain't recorded one. You've been battling longer than me with no cash money like Corey Guns. Blood, I'm the raw start night. The battle ain't over till I say the war is done. You went on uni, lad. Said the world is flat, man. That's so embarrassing. Don't know how his gal ain't mad at him. Briggsy should have raised you better. It's your family fault that you lost like Madeline. Now you ain't got a boat, you can paddle in. And you got to see me on the 25th and you're like rotted. How's this happening? Blood, you cannot fuck with me. Beat you comfortably. I pull the strings in the company. If you beat me, then it's nothing. Cause on the next card, I'll make sure that your name is still under me. So watch your tone, watch your manner. Speak with chest and you speak to the gaffer. Man, a bad man to the hit with a hammer. A million times, lagger. You didn't earn this clash. I'm what you think the earth is flat. That's so funny because in your real world, it's been like since years that I curved this prat. No joke, Bernie Mac versus trash. You don't deserve this match. Yeah, they think he's hard when they heard him rap. Till they see a star like a Turkish flag. German van, inside brothers from Kurdistan. When they pull up, skur and bang, can't do nothing but spurt and scram. Where's he gone? Heard he ran, said he'll come back with dirty man. I was like, what are you talking about, Cole J? Nah, he's never gonna turn up, fam. Turn up gang, the man's gone ghost. I don't know what his plans involve. He's from New Jersey and Manchester, but I got more fans in both. It's sad, I know, I don't wanna hear man chatting bold. Fuck everybody that's in pride, cause the Knights have landed, bro.
Pull up in the German van. Any man from Kurdistan. Man! Yeah. OJ's a ghost! He's disappeared! He's not coming back after that. But the way the reason I love that so much,
yeah,
is the way he rides it, man.
Yeah.
He's got a good flow. A very, very good flow.
Yeah,
very
and that beat,
Gemini, man.
That beat, that's like a battle beat as well. Similar, I was getting flashbacks to like Ether from, you know,
Nas. Yeah, and the way he's spitting, like doing a diss track on it, like battle, he's kind of battle rapping on it. It's just marking, man. Big up, Gemini.
When you sent it to me, yeah, big up. When you sent it to me, I was like, rah, the song's called Flat Earther. I was like, I hope he's not a flat earther, man. But nah, he was cussing the guy because he said a lyric. He was like, you went on Uni Lad and said the earth was flat because your girl should be mad at you or some shit like that.
Yeah. And then he mentions it again. He mentions the flat earth thing again. It's funny that because I've rounded off this girl or whatever he says, man, he kills it.
Yeah, I mean,
big up Gemini, big up the E&D crew, big up all of them, man.
Yeah, oh yeah,
Gemini's on a little flex of them. I think, you know, I think good things might happen to him soon, man.
Well, check this out. Your boy J-Mo from E&D. Yes.
J-Mo messaged me about.
Yeah, so he messaged the Arms House Instagram. By the way, guys, I'm the one mainly running the Instagram. So if you interact with us on Instagram through the Arms House podcast, I mean, you've got the login, you're logged in. I mean, I don't know.
You've got the login, yeah.
I'm just saying, I'm the main one on there. So that's usually me if you're interacting with. Anyway, J-Mo was messaged, and you've got the E&D album out. You're on it. There's a bunch of fucking, obviously.
Yeah, and that album was done like a squillion years ago and has finally been mixed and mastered. Yeah, it's got My Stiggy, it's got Tony D, it's got Furtz, and everyone.
You know what I was thinking, Theme? We should book a day, go to the Boat Pod, my mate who runs a Big Up Callis. She runs like a mad boat. Yeah, you've been there.
Big Up Callis.
Because there we can invite all them mans, everyone who can make it, bring them all down there. We'll play some beats. People could do some freestyles. We'll have a little chat. We'll catch some jokes and like kind of promote the album a bit.
That'd be sick. But inviting people like Lox and Tony D, man, it's it's hard to get them to come.
Yeah, of course. But
it's hard. They're on that proper Caribbean time. Like, they're in 1 hour, bruv. I mean,
but I'm just saying, if we can make that happen, that would be wicked. I'd be banging.
That's
up
a
for
wicked
that.
Idea.
Yeah. So idea. Even if only like 3-4 heads turn up, whatever, we'll catch some jokes.
Because we should do a little promotion of that E&D album and big it up and talk about it. I get some tracks lifted off it for the pod and stuff like that. Big up J-Mo as well, man. Sorry, I didn't. I saw his messages. This was like 3 podcasts ago, and I was meant to say, yeah, wicked idea. And then we've just been so busy like doing our thing that I haven't remembered to do it. I just got a text from a different weed man.
Oh yeah, nice.
But he only does the Star Dog, man. I hate Star Dog, man.
All right. I don't know what the.
But he says he'll drop it in 25-30 minutes, so there might be a little. I might have to go outside quickly and grab it off the moped. Yeah.
Should we get into some of these sketches and graph that people have sent?
So what, you're gonna send them on WhatsApp?
All right, so let me break this down for people, man. All right, so I know that some people, they don't watch this on YouTube, they only listen in. So let me just show you how this is gonna work. Obviously I want to entice you guys over to the YouTube, because then you'll get the visual aspect of this. But the plan is, now I've got the images, I've seen all the images, Theme hasn't seen anything yet. And like I said earlier, I've picked 5 from the bunch that was sent me. And so I'm going to now send them over to Theme via WhatsApp. And he's going to react to them as, you know, in real time, as it were. And I want you...
I'm hungover as fuck.
Yeah. And I want...
That would be the greatest.
So we're going to hear his initial reaction to it. And then I want you, Theme, to... describe.
Get a drink, if I can hear you.
Yeah, get a drink. I want you to describe what you're seeing. You know what I mean? I want you to try and describe it as best as you can. So the people listening.
Are you gonna put them on the screen as well?
Of course. On the YouTube, it's going to be up on the screen. So people watching will be able to see it while we chat about it.
Yeah.
Some of these guys, because I asked them all before, if you don't want me to announce your Instagram handle, you know what I mean? Some people said, yeah, it's cool. Some people didn't. They wanted to remain a little bit more anonymous. They're like, don't bait up the Instagram yet. And I'm like, all right, no worries. And
we'll just give you a real name.
But also, again, much love for sending these in, guys. You know what I mean? This is, you know, also...
Tell me Akit sent one.
No, of course not. this is also, I just want to say as well, just to be on the safe side, me and Theme, we're not pretending like we're the style masters and we deliver the information that everyone else should follow. It's not like that, all right, guys? We're just two blokes. We've been doing graph over 10... I mean, I've been 20 years now. I mean,
we've got grey pubes.
We got grey pubes, and you know what I mean. We've rubbed shoulders with some of the elite London writers. You know what I mean? And like, you know, so we're just gonna give you. This is just gonna be two old farts' opinions on your graph. So please don't take it too personally. And this isn't us trying to tell you, nah, quit graph, man. Fuck you, allow it. We're just
So you're gonna send one at a time? Because yeah. If you send all of them.
No, I'm going to send you one at a time now.
But let me just sort out this weed thing. For Mami, ¿tiene 40 euros? ¿Tiene 40 pounds? Sí. Dale. Ahora no. Tranquilo. Pero pronto. 30 minutos, algo, ¿sabes? Yo, let's go with the...
I'm sending it now.
My wife is mafia. She pays for the drugs in this house.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You come in to say hello on the pod? Or no? Nah, she Hola. Said, cállate, cállate, toro, you're all putas. It's
okay, that should be sent now, man. You should have it.
All right. It's done.
All right, concentrate now, Themos.
I'm going to concentrate. So, I'm downloading this image. Yo!
You got it.
This isn't bad.
Yeah.
But hang on, how's this done? I'm looking at Kime, K-I-M-E, semi kind of wild style, nice piece on a tube map.
It looks like it was done on a computer. This one I'm pretty sure.
The letters are nice,
mm.
But doing it on the computer, man, I'm not sure about that. I might have to drop you out straight away because this isn't a hand style. This is more of your mouse style. This is your keyboard. But listen, yo, the letters are nice. The colors are nice. The K, the I, the M, the E. I like the E, especially in the M. I like the little links going on and stuff, but it's all like really, really symmetrical and ting and ting, probably because of the computer, right? I mean, I don't know. You can draw an I'm so old that people draw on iPads now. You know what I mean? I don't even know.
Yeah.
Didn't even know that exists. But yeah. This is good. This is not. I was expecting something a lot worse than this.
That's good. But I'm going to send you this one because he did send me a bunch. Like, that's the thing. A lot of people, they sent me like 5-10 images.
Do we know where he's from? It's obviously from the London tube map. Yeah?
So I'm about to send you another one from Kime now. Another one that he sent me. Here it is. Like a little dub he did with another chap. Obviously, we're not commenting on the other chap, just the Kime one.
I've seen the other geezer, yeah.
Yeah, the other geezer.
I've seen him up before. There's some big crews there, MX and that.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But you see, that's the difference, Kimeage. That's the difference between your piece on the London Tube map.
Yeah.
It's like a heavyweight 10 out of 10. And then the can control there, I mean, it's only like a little dub thing, but it's like semi-dub, semi-throw-up stuff.
That's actually quite big. It's actually quite big, oh, top yeah, to I bottom see what on you that mean. Wall.
The wall. Where is that?
I honestly don't know.
Yeah,
they shout out T's. Look. Yeah, so that's quite a big one. I think that's like, you know,
big cruise in there.
Ladder. Yeah, and obviously he's rolling with a bunch of people who know what they're doing. Now, of course, respect. You can see the guy's been doing it. He knows what he's doing. If I had to nitpick now.
You know what they're doing?
What?
If we talk about nitpicking, like you see the K.
Which one are you talking about? The sketch or the dub?
Yeah. The top bit of the K is way too thin for the rest of the K.
Mm.
But you'll go into that kind of shit. But look, he's trying to do like those shadowy cracks and stuff. The geezer's not a toy.
Well, he's not. But the cracks, I don't like the cracks. I think he can work on that bit. He's, you know... The cracks just look way too fluffy and...
It's kind of out of place, yeah.
And they're a bit out of place and it's a little bit on the fluffy side. And one thing for me, when I'm looking at letters, obviously you don't want or every bar to be exactly the same width, you know, because you want balance, but, you know, you can have thin bars, thick bars, but if you're going to have thin and thick bars, and when I'm saying bars, I mean, like, you know, every letter, like an A has three bars, one on the side, one on the other side, and one line through the middle. These are bars. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about, bars.
So if, for example, if the middle bar of the A, the bit that's horizontal, if that's a thin bit, then the other bits of those bits should be thin as well. You know what I mean?
So now look at this.
If it's illegal, then I kind of let that off a little bit because you might be just putting it up.
Yeah, like I said, this is nitpicking here. You know what I mean? Getting it up in the first place, salute. You know what I mean?
But yeah, big up Kai, man, because...
But look, I was going to point out, anyway, man. I was going to point out, like, if you look at the E on the dub, the E when it, like, the round bit on the right that connects back, you know, the lowercase E, look how thin that is. Yeah, yeah. Look how thin that is compared and to everything else on the piece. There's nothing that thin on the piece except for that bit on the E. So again, if I'm going to nitpick... That's what I'm going to nitpick on. You know what I mean?
That's when I'm painting, Kyme. I'm painting and Maddie will come over and be like, nah, bruv, you need to get... And he just does the line a bit more underneath for me. He goes, fill in that bit.
A bit thicker, you know?
He goes in on everyone, bro.
And I'm not but perfect on
like
that.
I kind of like 30 graph as well. I kind of like... I have a little sneak passion for dirty graph. You know what I mean? When it looks dirty like that.
Yeah.
No, well, I was expecting something a lot more shit.
Okay, so saying that, moving on to number two. All right, this one. Yeah, I'm sending it now. All right, that's sent. Boom.
But as well, just talking about Kyme, because you've seen the one on the tube map, like he knows how to do letters.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing. You know what I
mean? He's obviously got it in his head.
He knows what he's doing. And I like the colors, the purple into the green. Yeah, go on. I just sent that new one to you. What do you think, Thief?
What the... fuck is this, man? Like tapas, yeah?
Yeah, tapas. T-A-P-A-S. He did send a little... Look at Thief's face.
Yeah, but it's harsh because everyone's got to start somewhere.
You've got to start somewhere.
Just the picture is one of those places that you can see where you do your first kind of dubs, you know what I mean? Like down the children's playground.
Yeah.
It's got like all the kids' swings and shit in the background. But bro, the letters are completely all over the shop, man. And he's even missed out shadow on bits that he's put shadow on the same letter
I was going to say.
The leaning of the letters is mad.
Although,
mad
I think if I remember correctly, this chap, it's at Filth Creature 17 Tapas. When he sent it to me, he said he was really drunk when he did it. But you know, it's one of them ones. You know when you're gonna play a song to someone, you go, yeah, it's not finished yet, and like, you know, I gotta add this bit and I gotta do this. You know, you're making excuses already. Like, don't you know?
I reckon I can see what he doesn't like. He doesn't like the letter T at the beginning, because you have the letter T at the beginning, you know, the top bar of the T comes across and it kind of goes, you always think, oh my god, it's going to go across my other letters. In this case, it's going to go across his A.
Yeah,
so he doesn't like that. So what he's done is he's tilted the T mad over exactly. And then it kind of makes it, why is the T that tilted to the left and then the A's in a normal position and the P's tilted to the, I mean the P, the P doesn't even look like, I mean the P is the wackiest thing I've seen in my life, then the A and the S.
Yeah,
but at the same time, dude's out there doing it. I don't know. Did he paint the blue behind it first? Yeah, and use that as like a blatantly background instead of a border. Like,
God knows. Listen, this is like all the tropes of like toy behavior are in this. Again, he got it up. Respect, you know. So, but I just want to point out. I want to point out the toy behavior. Yeah.
Point out the TB.
All right. First off, he's doing too much. Okay, every letter he's written, he hasn't added like mad arrows and stars. Like, that's a lot of things that toys do. Yet. Don't worry, theme, it's going to be up on the screen.
Yeah, I know. I just thought,
So, you know, props to him for not going crazy like a lot of toys would do. But still, the leaning of the letters and here and this one's going up here. And look at the P. The top of the P is like, you know, mad skinny. The middle of the A is too skinny. And, like, you've got the letters leaning all over the place. Just do them upright and straight. Get that right first.
Get used to that first.
Get that first. You know, do it. Do them just with nothing else, just capital letters, and then work out where the shadow's going to go. Because, mate, his shadow is all over the place. How can you look at the T? Yeah, look at the T.
Yeah, I know. How can the right bit of the T not have shadow?
Yeah,
but the left bit on—I mean, talking of the underneath. So yeah, if you're doing it underneath, it goes underneath everything. You know
exactly.
What I'm saying?
It's the
and then
same
the top
line.
Of his S doesn't have the shadow there as well, but the bottom, the middle bar of the S does have the shadow underneath.
Exactly.
Well, do you know what? Big up tapas because everyone loves a good tapas.
Yeah.
And B, you know what I mean? He's got balls because he's got
he's tapas.
He's speaking Spanish with his tapas. Tú tienes cojones, hombre. Tú tienes cojones for sending this in.
Yeah.
Because, you know, big up yourself. But you're leaning peas, man. That's got to go. That's got to go.
Yeah.
You know what fucks up letters the most for me?
What?
If you're doing tilts and all this kind of stuff, you know what I mean? That's all fine. You can fix that up. But if, say for the P, his A is not so bad, but the middle bits, so the hollow bit of the P, you have to have it so it's in line with the bottom line. So you know what I mean? You've got the hole in the P, which makes it the P, I don't know. This is hard to describe, to be fair, Maddie.
But try your best. Try your best.
But that bit has to be. So if your bottom of your P is like this, then the middle of your P, where the hole is in the P, has to be like that.
Yeah.
You can't have the bottom of your P like this and then the middle bit's going like that.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Because that completely fucks up the letter.
Especially
like
with
second
letters,
A.
Like,
if the A's going up, the A's going up like this, the bit in the middle has to be the same line. It has to be straight like that. You can't have your A like that and then the middle bit's like over here, bro. Mm. You just can't do that.
I mean, that raises an interesting point because there are there's writers out there that break all these rules and they're fucking good. Yeah. But the thing is, they learnt the rules first.
They haven't broken the rules. They've changed them and they're making. So you look at their piece and it's all doing the same. It's all like, so there's a flow to it.
Yeah.
It's like you said, what you were saying, this bit skinny down there. So it's always skinny. It might come out fatter at the other end or whatever.
Yeah.
But then he's bent the rest of the letter to make it look like it's all in line and shit like that.
Yeah.
But I can definitely see that Tapas has been looking at Graf and he's like, yo, look how these people are leaning their letters. And he just thought, fuck it, I'm going to lean one this way. I'm going to lean one that way. And man, it doesn't quite work like that. But it's better than my first ever dubs, I'll tell you that. And it's bigger as well.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't even know if it's his first dub. I mean, God knows.
His millionth.
And he was definitely drunk as well, you know what I mean? And painting those things, because it's like a skating ramp. So painting like it's basically on a tilted floor, basically, he's painting, which is tricky already, and it's like kind of a patchy fill as well. But I was going to say as well about the rules and breaking the rules. Of course, in Graf, like the whole essence of Graf is breaking rules, you know, and, you know, anti-authority and all these things, you know, it's about going against the rules. But I think it's still, obviously you don't have to, but I think it's a good trait to learn certain rules. And I'm not even talking about Graf. I'm talking about fonts and letter forms. Yeah. I went to uni. I did multimedia. I did graphic design and stuff like that. So we learned about fonts and all fonts on computers, they follow certain rules. You know, they have to be a certain width and the middle part goes. And if one middle part is on this space here, like for example, capital E, there's the middle part. I'm sure all these things have actual names. Yeah, I haven't memorized all the names. Yeah. But like, then if you have a P, the middle bit where the round bit connects to the
where
P,
the negative spaces,
it should be exactly the same place where that E is. Of course, in Graf, these rules can be broken, but it's important to learn those rules first, understand them and why they are like they are, and then you can get into creative mode and bend it. And change it, man. All right, let's move on to the next one, man.
Tapas turning the taps on the floor. But anyway, big up Tapas.
Shout
because
out
it Tapas. Does what it says on the tin and you can read it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You got it out there. All right, here's the next one. I'm sending it now. He didn't want me to bait up his Insta.
Yo, this is a theme piece.
Nah.
Okay, let's have a look.
Check it out.
All right, so at first, I was thinking, yo, this is a level up. This is quite good. Some things that I hate in Graf is bits for no reason.
Yeah.
If you have bits for no reason, if you've got like arrows coming out or, you know, little curves coming out of the letter and it looks good, it's in flow, it's symmetrical.
Mm-hmm.
The bit that's coming off the top left of his A, Yeah, exactly. That bit shouldn't exist. The E is a decent letter. The B is quite a decent letter.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the R, although the B he's gone super curvy on the bottom of the R, and it's like completely out. Like, it's just mad out. Yeah. But he knows what he's doing, this geezer. And he's got his bubbles going.
Well,
on. He's got
this was the worst. On. This was, I think, the worst one he sent me. I just sent you another one, like an
he
actual.
Sent more.
I just sent you one more from Beza. This was initially there was a sketch that he did on a piece of paper. Now I've just sent you an actual piece that he did on the wall.
I much prefer the graph.
Yeah, it's that one's
prefer
decent.
The piece.
That one's decent, but back to the sketch. Back
I
to the drawing.
I much prefer the piece.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That bit on top of the A, like he's just filling in space there. Let me just shove a little bar in there. And he kind of did it on the B as well. No, that's
but
I'm
it's
sorry,
good because you sometimes you should fill in. If you've got mad space between your letters, fill it in with something, a little doodah here and there. But just that bit, like I always talk about asthma, you know what I mean? Yeah. And he's got those letters that have like those kind of spades, you know, like a card. Spades and hearts, and he's got all these spades coming off the top all the time.
Oh, yeah.
This thing here, I mean, you could have like had the A, just the top of the A, just fatter, and just a link, just a bar coming from the B into the top fat bit of the A. That would have done it, man.
Bruv, the top of the A, the top of the A reminds me of
it's skinnier than my dick. What's going on?
No, it reminds me of like that. Who was that kid's cartoon, man? Noddy. Do you remember Noddy, like his hat?
Oh,
like
it went up to Noddy's like a
little,
yeah,
like went up into a little thing. But no, but look at the Z. Yeah, look how thick it is. The whole thing, chung 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 chung. Yeah, and then
he's
look at the A next
on
to
there
it
as well, man.
Look at the A next to it. Look at all those little skinny bits, and then the bar in the middle of the A. You see the bar goes across.
Maddie's
and then
pet peeve. I know what he's gonna say. You've got the bar in the middle of the A.
Yeah.
So if it's going that way, then the bit, the little chunk of the same bar coming out the side of the letter
look at
has
it
to be in the same fucking direction. His is flopping like an old man's boner, man, that's lost its Viagra powers. It's just flopping down like flop.
Yeah. And also the bottom of his B, and we're still talking about the sketch here, not the graph, because we'll go into the graph in a second. Yeah. The B, the bottom of the B, the bottom bulgy bit. It looks like an obese man's belly hanging over his gut, like hanging over his fucking belt. You know, it looks like.
And he's got the same shape. At least he's done the same shape. You see the with little doodads coming out, the B coming out, the A coming out, the R.
Yeah.
The top bits coming out the left. At least they're the same kind of rip and then curve.
Yeah.
But what's strange to me is he's done his sketch, which is pretty whack. And then his piece.
Yeah,
is so a lot better. You see how symmetrical the A is and shit.
Exactly.
How the holes in the B are correct and da 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 da.
And he's got the balance.
And it's all
correct.
The same. Yeah, balance. Same height. Same everything.
That's
and
on
point. I like
point.
The stars. I like them. I like it when you do pieces in browns and sort of beiges like that, man.
I do.
Kind
although
of rusty.
Yeah. Although he does what you do, man, which I don't like. That scheme, like they're just like doing a wavy line going through it like that.
But that's the I do the what's it called? Like the heartbeat original.
Oh yeah, the heartbeat.
Like, stay intense and then man do it. I still keep that sometimes, but I already so many times just don't do that.
Yeah, I don't like that shit, man.
But Beza, listen, man, you killed it. Your graph is much better than your sketch, which is an odd one, bruv.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a brilliant thing. Maybe you've got can control. Or maybe, Beza, you've been cheating and your brethren who's a painter said, yo, let me fix this up for you when you were painting.
Well, he runs with Kimes and all them boys. I'm pretty sure he's down with them lot. I'm not, don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure he is.
What's the cruise there? Let me see. Is that LB, London is Burning? Or is that you?
I don't know. Sorry, I'm sending you the next one now.
And then he's got BR.
Yeah.
Ah, man, listen, Slob. When you mentioned Slob was getting involved, I was like, what do you mean, bro? Man is painting a lot. Dude's a certified original graph. Like, he's taking the piss, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, you go to Camden, if you're sitting, it's just basically, it's not called Camden, it's called Slobden. You know what I mean? He's got, like, all the shop shutters all pieced out.
Yeah.
But, yo, big up Slob, man.
So, for people listening, we're now moved on to the next photo. It's by Slob, his Instagram is at
Who's
Mr.
Up?
At Mr. Underscore 147 underscore P.A.
And he's just murked everyone.
Yeah, Slob is about.
He's
about.
He's doing graph. He's doing bits, old slobbage.
Is he
good, you know what I mean?
Is he good mates with Spat? Do you know? Because that S, I'm not saying he's biting. Chill out, people. Chill out, people. I'm not accusing of, because it's a pretty standard S, and if you flip that S round, that's a zombie Z. You know what I mean? And again, this isn't a diss. Like, I do this all the time. So this isn't a diss. I'm just saying, because I remember even mentioning this on a podcast before.
Yeah, but I buy it from Zombies.
Part of the fun of graph for me is seeing the lineage, seeing, oh, okay, not who bit whose style, but who was influenced by what, you know? And so I like to try and see the lineage, you know? So there's definitely zombie influence in there. And there's obvious, I mean, you know, it's hard not to have a zombie influence.
Big Spat. But
I'm thinking, a little bit maybe.
When you have an O in your tag, I would never, ever, ever do an O in my tag. And if I did, it would always be a square kind of O. Because, and look at this from Slob, he's murked it. And look at it from like people like Spo and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
People who are doing sick O. I reckon the O is a simple letter, obviously, to throw up. But it's difficult to get that middle bit exactly in proportion, exactly symmetrical with the outer bit. You know what I mean? That's difficult. Because if you fuck that up by a tiny little fraction, the whole O is gone. He's got a perfect, well, almost perfect
it's round. Because you don't want it
round like a Venezuelan culo.
You don't want it
round O.
You don't want it completely in the middle, because a lot of graph letters, like you can see with here, you know, you can have top heavy letters or bottom heavy letters. You know, that's adding style to your letters. So the O, you don't want an O with the middle bit exactly in the middle, because then it will be completely uniform all the way around. Where if you look at the other letters, you know, obviously he's not going too thin and too thick, but there is some dynamic style to it. So with the O, you don't want the O to be completely uniform.
Yeah, but
uniform.
I think you do, bruv. I think you see what you're saying with the B, where it's thinner in the where it comes
in the middle,
and fatter
yeah.
on the outside.
Yeah.
If he can't do that with the O. You've got to have the circle of the O exact.
No. Yeah,
exact,
it's going
to
be
unless
exact.
You do. If the middle of your O's, you know, people old school used to do like a teardrop.
Yeah.
But then the whole of the O used to be like a teardrop.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's got to be exact. I reckon.
Yeah.
Listen, Slob, you're banned, bruv. You can't be sending in pieces when you've been doing graph for like 50 million years and you're up across the whole of London, bruv. That's taking the piss. That's unacceptable. You know what I mean? We're talking about toys and we didn't. This Slob's not a toy, bruv. He
no, not
at all. My head banging. He's cheating, bruv.
Slobbit,
you're cheating, bruv.
Salute to Slob.
Yeah, but you know, he murked it.
All right, let me send you the next one, man. Share with theme, send.
I kind of like Baze's colours on his piece.
All right,
you know what I mean? I really like, it reminds me of an old piece I did down at Latimer.
Okay. There you go.
What the fuck is this? Wait a minute, I have to try and see if I can make out this
can
says.
You read it? Can you even read
E-R...
it?
E-R.
Nope.
It's not E. That's an E. The first letter is an E, no?
I thought it was a G, but it's not even a G. It's
what?
Not. It's not.
Don't tell me it's a C.
No.
Krem? Eren? Erem? Erem?
Explain what you're seeing now. Explain what you're seeing.
I'm seeing an E...
Yeah.
An R.
Yeah.
And then an I, or maybe all together it's an M, then a small case E, and then an M. E-rhyme.
No.
E-rhyme.
Okay, so it's...
What's up with the paper, bruv? Like, what has happened to this? How old is this sketch that the paper's all, like, brown and dirty?
Exactly.
It's like some heroin house, and then he's got, like, all torn out bits of it and shit. Like, he's blatantly sent this sketch to take the piss, bruv, because that piece of paper is mad old.
It says... Crazy, C-R-A-Z-E-Y, I think that's a Y with an exclamation point or something, or an I at the end, I don't know, but it's in blue.
What, crazy?
It's got an orange background, yeah, like crazy Picasso, he said.
C-R-A...
Yeah, Z.
Where's the Z?
I know, it looks like an E, looks like a lowercase E, if you could imagine that.
Oh,
and it's got a crazy background that he's filled in massive with orange and like these crazy drips at the bottom. It's fucking hilarious, yeah. But you're going to crack up even more when I tell you who did that.
But wait, he's got... Bruv, it can't say crazy.
It does.
The last letter is definitely an M. And the second to last letter is definitely a lowercase e, bruv. Like, what are you talking about? So if that was an A in the middle...
Mm.
Like, what are you talking about, this, bro? Look, you remember Earthworm Jim?
Yeah.
Earthworm Jim on the Sega, yeah? You see the top of the A with the little, like, squiggly arrow coming out? That's, like, the top of Earthworm Jim's head, like, coming out the top, bro.
Oh, my God.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Bruv, it's cream.
And this is... This is a dollar bill. This reminds me of the type of stuff I was doing when I was literally 12, 13, looking at graph. And this is the epitome of what I was saying earlier about how people, when you're toy, you just overcompensate. You put everything in it. You put
I've seen arrows in graph.
You put like
drip. I've seen little chickas coming up. Like he separated bits of the letter, so they're just blocks. He's seen that, so he puts that in. He's got the Earthworm Jim bits, so he puts that in.
Exactly.
Even though the background is red, he's put a red like kind of highlight on the letters as well. Even though the background's red.
Yeah, and you don't like really know about like color, which colors go well with each other. Like he's put like he's colored it in with blue, dark blue, and then and like dark green schemes and drips.
What's the pencil bit? You see the pencil?
And he's colored.
Is that the shadow?
Yes, something. I don't know. He's filled in the gaps that he didn't fill in with orange. He filled it in. It looks like charcoal or pencil. Yeah, exactly.
Don't tell me this is sent in by some heavyweight like Zonk or someone taking a piss. Like, who sent this in?
No one sent this in. Okay, let me. I'll come clean.
You said I'm going to laugh.
Yeah. It's mean.
Talal!
This is mean PFB.
No!
This is
way!
From 19. This is. So Mean PFB, for people who don't know, is a London legend. Yeah, dude. This sketch is from 1984. If you go to his Instagram, he's been posting up mad pictures of like he must have found in his mum's attic or something, like crazy old sketches or something. And I thought that would be a cool thing to share because oh yeah, his Instagram is at Mean PFB, MEANPFB. He's a legendary graffiti writer.
Listen,
here.
For people who don't know, Mean has painted many panels. Mean has painted many walls. Mean has done many track size illegals. Mean has got possibly considered the greatest throw up.
Oh yeah,
in London for sure. But I would say like across graph, I've had the pleasure of seeing him do it. Man, he is mad with it.
I just sent you.
On a serious note, but we've got people. This is a serious thing.
Yeah,
Mean's letters and Mean's schemes.
Yeah.
Are one of the hardest, most technical, most central letters around. Man, he is a certified artist.
I just sent you a picture of a piece.
Well, listen. If he's doing pieces like this, is for all the guys starting out on graph.
Yeah.
If my man Mean, was doing bits like this, we're talking one of the baddest writers out. If he was doing bits like this, then all you got to do is think, shit, if Mean was doing bits like this, I can get to Mean's level. Because, bruv, Mean batters me at graph, like, batters. And he is sick. And if he was doing things like that, it would give me confidence, man. It gives me mad confidence to see.
That's exactly why I did this, man. To show people that, you know, of course...
That's why the paper's all fucked up, because it's from 1984.
Everyone starts somewhere, you know what I mean? Everyone was a toy.
Everyone starts as a toy.
You have
Everybody
to.
Everybody.
It's the vital
starts
part.
Starts as a toy.
It's the vital part of doing graph. You have to go through that toy years. No one with any respect just... picks up a can, walks to a wall, and paints a masterpiece. It's impossible, man. You have to go through those toy years first, man.
When you look at this on the YouTube, everyone is going to see that that is an E. Man was putting in bits of his C to make it look like an E. And again, this dude's a sick artist, like in general. He's a sick creative. Yeah. And he's coming out with this kind of vibe.
But he did that when he was 13, 14 or whatever.
Yeah, and that's mad to see. Like, I can't see any meanness about it. It's just so good to see. Oh, is that a BD? Has he put brain dead?
I don't know. All I know...
Is that a B and a D, or is that just some shadowy shit?
All I know, he said it said crazy, and then he said he used to write crazy Picasso. Because, like, you know, I don't know if you remember, like, obviously, you know, there's certain tags when you're a toy that you start off writing, you know, like hash or
oh, brother, I think I wrote hash.
Yeah.
Hate.
Hate or star. Star is another help. One. My toy tag was
Kane.
Hype. I used to write hype.
Mine was Kane.
Yeah, Kane. Yeah. I think I saw a DJ Hype flyer once and I was like, rah, hype, that's an ill tag. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to write hype, like not realizing it's a fucking toy tag, you know? Like one of those obvious ones, you know, that have been done a million times. That's what I
mean. But again, for all the toys out there, for all the guys, like, I remember Teach talking about how he was going yards, didn't want to paint a panel with next to fuel because he's thinking, shit,
yeah.
I can't be painting some toy thing next to my man. You know what I mean? So it literally happens to everyone. I've heard Zombie chat about how he never went art college. He can't draw for shit, but look how good his characters are. Look how good his graphic. You just repeat anything. Repeat anything, man, and you get good at it. I can't believe this is from me, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking hell. I haven't even opened the next one.
Because the next one is a mean piece that I was going to also share, like a more modern mean piece, just to show people his style and like, you know, if people who might not be aware, you know, but that's why I sent
Holy shit. Yeah, I've just opened it now, me. Yeah, I can see the problem with me now is he's just biting me fully. Like, you can't be biting... you can't be biting, man. But for what we were talking about, like bending the rules and shit, you see the top of his M, the way it comes out to the left and comes out to the right, like it's still like symmetrical and shit.
The beauty of me, the beauty of his style now,
he's a beautiful man, a beautiful man.
But the beauty of his style is he's the epitome of simplicity is key, because it's not simple. Like, to do what he does, and like you said, we've seen him paint. He does it like it's nothing. He shits these pieces out. Like, he does them real quick. And he's not like, he doesn't like labor over like every little detail. He's like going like this and like making sure cutbacks and all that. He's not one of them dudes. He just throws it up. He puts in mad fucking schemes, outlines the fucker, and moves on. Yeah. He's not the type to obviously he cares about his art
that's harder to make every bar of his letters thin. Have you seen him when he does the schemes of just lines of different colors?
Yes.
In those thin, man.
Yeah. Man, and the negative space in the letters
is always on point.
It's on point. The balance is always on point. His color choices are always on point. And the little details and little flares does.
I'm going to show.
Are just beautiful.
This geezer is one of the best graffiti writers in London. Yeah. They did this, but I didn't know. I thought it was some toy, some kid.
Theme is look chatting how to shit it is right now.
1984. That's why the paper's so old. Look at him now. That's the same guy. The word was jode. Jode, because he's sick, bro.
Yeah. It's all good, man.
Man, big up Mean. Salute big up VFL. Mean. Big up PFB. Big up.
Yeah.
Wait. Subway Sense he was in, no? SBS.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, salute, man. Listen, okay.
West London Don.
That's all for that, because I don't know how well this is going to go down. Like I said, a lot of people listen to this, so I don't know how well this is going to go down. Please let us know if we should do this again, because like I said, we've got a bunch in, and now when people see this, maybe we'll get sent some more. So please, people, if you don't mind us critiquing your work and you have thick skin, DM us on our Instagram at almshouse to your mum's house pod. The link is all below. And in the meantime, while I'm in the flow, subscribe, motherfucker. Hit the like button, motherfucker. Share this with a friend, motherfucker.
Yeah, man.
All right, brother, man. I mean, you know, let's keep this one short and sweet, man. You know, we all got
what
shit to do.
It's only now. What, you haven't got any tunes to play?
I'll play a tune. Should I play a tune?
Can you hear the air fryer going now? She's been marinating the chicken. I don't know if you can hear
it. I can hear it a bit, but I think we'll get away with that. This is, if you can see people watching again, this is a very visual episode of Arms House, by the way. But my T-shirt, I've got a non-fiction T-shirt. They're a hip-hop group from New York. There was four members. Let me try and remember who they are, man. DJ Eclipse, Ill Bill, Gore-Tex.
Necro?
Necro produced this song that I'm about to play, but his brothers... Oh, shit, excuse me. Sorry, Akit. Sorry.
Sorry,
wait. The members are DJ Eclipse, Gore-Tex, Ill Bill, Sabak Red. Yeah. DJ Clips obviously is the DJ, the other three are MCs, all white Jewish motherfuckers. I don't know if they're all Jewish, but they're, you know, white dudes from New York. They've been doing this shit since like the early 90s, non-fiction, spelled P-H-I-X-I-O-N. I've seen them live in London. I mean, it's quite rare to see them live. I think they only came over here twice. Because they split up in 2001, not long after this album came out. The album is called The Future Is Now. Incredible album. It's got production from Large Professor, Pete Rock, DJ Premier. It's like, you know, it's a really underrated album.
I've never been too down. It's always a bit like horrorcore-y, militant lyrics and stuff like that. Like gory militant, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they are pretty... Well, Necro, like, he did all the gory stuff. Definitely Ill Bill did a bit of that. But I think later on, especially...
Are they not related, Ill Bill and Necro?
Yeah, they're brothers.
Cousins or something?
Brothers. Yeah. But Necro wasn't in Nonfiction. Nonfiction actually was... I don't want to go into the whole geeky details, man. But I encourage...
Right, play the tune, yeah, play the rhythm.
I'll play the tune, but to what your point was, I would class them less gory hip-hop. I would call them I would call them conspiracy theory hip-hop. You know, they love conspiracy theories and like anti-establishment and some stuff I agree with, and they talk sense. Some of it is just a bit out there. They talk about aliens and fucking mad shit, but it's dope though. Lyrically, they're on point. This is a tune called Five Boroughs featuring DV the Alias Christ. Guy DV the Alias Christ as well. Check out the hook, man. The chorus, he sings the chorus, is so dope. Yo, check it out.
Go productions, impending danger, we rearrange rap and take it back to prehistoric nature, like cowboy rocking a leather blazer. Listen, we corrupt like the taxi commission. My religion can lead to young shorties killing civilians.
Incision prescription for those crews who choose friction. Clocking hardhead, destined for felony convictions. We dismissing those with no code or honor. Search rap Dalai Lama, no one's touching my karma.
PJ trauma be ripping through your brain cell armor. The priest of armor, mental distress over the reach of horror. The candelabra ignite light around the harbor. Grab the revolver, think about beatings from my father.
Praises to Allah, Jesus, Hashem, and Muhammad, King David. Praises to nonfiction cause we made it crime related. But still we elevated through these last days of revelation. My mental terrorizing battle stations.
This is for the thugs, bring my out, these are hoodlums. Well, they get from the Bronx, Charlotte, Queens, or Brooklyn, Manhattan.
Yeah.
Putting Far Rock in the spotlight like a beamer. Kids hate me for like I'm that short fat bitch that killed Selena. Queens are home of microphones with Hall of Fame induction. Plus production, Bill, tell me them projects you grew up in.
Yo, I grew up in Glenwood Projects, never rest in Star Right City. Take Goose Rush up in elevators, ring your doorbell shifty. Flaming battles, fire, storm your whole persona crispy. Trying to flip without a rocket launcher could be risky.
Shots of whiskey, hit me quickly like Chief Kaniski. For no apparent reason, I have 50 cops frisking me. Flip instantly, simultaneous, I be just of all the thugs, criminals, hoods, and miscellaneous.
Cortex, Takini, Red Swords, biblical greatness. Heinous like voice of top choice. I hit you with stainless like bandana crew. Come on, get Xanadu. Canarsie got goons and hard covers, but wait, it's on you.
Check this deep lock, this monster. Nigga, best, nigga, soul against boots, menstrual cycles. Concussion, jump, funk, and homicidal tendencies. From AD to BC shows, I make all futuristic history.
This is for the thugs, man, but now these are good lungs. Well, they get from the Bronx, Shaolin, Queens, or Brooklyn, Manhattan. Real thing, baby, make it happen. Probably we never saw it happen.
I just really rate that tune.
The hook.
Yeah.
I've got some bit to say about that tune, yeah.
Go.
Who's that guy singing?
DV.
It reminds me of like,
DV the Alias Christ.
Shaheem or something.
Yep.
Or Wu-Tang or something.
He's been on a bunch of stuff. I couldn't tell you now off the top of my head.
The hook is hard. Bronx hoodlums, Manhattan to Brooklyn.
That deep voice. That deep voice.
And the piano bit of the beat.
Yeah.
Boom, dun, 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 dun,
yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
And I wish they just kept it like that. Because what I don't like is the diddling, diddling, because it just pierces your it kind of
no, I like that.
Ruins the tune, but it takes out the flow and the rhythm of the piano, ding, ding, yeah. And then you've got the bassy guy singing, but then you have like this diddle diddle.
I really like.
Oh, I wish it wasn't in there.
I really like that bit, man. I like that beat, man, by Necro. It's actually a sample from an Italian horror film. I couldn't name the film right now.
That is exactly what it sounds.
What it sounds like, yeah.
Italian
Necro. Necro dug into a lot because he's like into his movies as well. So he like dug into a lot of.
So good. I would have just said, well, bro, don't put that high pitched bit in, man. Just let it flow like a Havoc beat. You know how I feel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just let it flow like that, especially with the bum dun dun. Yeah. That's not even the bass line. That's the piano mixing with the bass. Sounds sick.
Yeah.
But then that high pitch, like squeaking bit. Producers always do that because they say, "Oh, this beat isn't finished. It needs something." And I understand when people say, "Yo, this needs something." Yeah, that your beat does need something else. Mm. But you didn't have to put that in. I reckon that beat would have been blessage without it.
I mean,
but they killed it with the hook. They killed it. Yeah. All the verses are hard rappers and shit.
Yeah.
Good patterns and shit, but yeah, that hook really brings it together.
Yeah, they were kind of like the especially in that mid-90s, they were like the super underground. This album that's on my shirt here, The Future Is Now, that was supposed to try and get them out of the underground a little bit. I don't think it worked fully. And they were kind of like, for a little while...
That's not going to get you out of the underground.
That Five Boroughs song isn't on this album, by the way. Sorry, I was mistaken earlier. But it was like part of their demo. You know what I mean? Like from before they had an album or anything. But I was just going to say, like me being like back in the day, like in when I was a teenager going into my early 20s, being a dickhead, super hardcore underground hip hop head. Yeah. When I met other people who said, I was like, oh, what music are you into? If they said hip hop, I'd be like, it was like my litmus test of what kind of hip hop fan this person is. Yeah. Because I'd say, oh, you heard a Nonfiction. If they were like, who? I'd be like, ah, okay, he's one of them hip-hop heads. Like, he likes the commercial stuff. If you'd heard of Nonfiction, then I'd be like, ah, okay, boom. Like, you know, he's on a level. Obviously, now I wouldn't ask that to people because this was a long time ago. I wouldn't expect people to know it. But I'm just saying, back in the 90s, that was kind of my litmus test, being a little hip-hop dickhead nerd type dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just sent you that Pete. No, Ninth Wonder. I was going to say Pete Rock. I haven't heard this before. One of those wicked times when a tune comes on, I'm like, yo, who made this? This is nice.
Smitty.
And I haven't heard it since. So maybe my brain was on a different wavelength because I was like, yo, this is really nice. Got to play it on the podcast.
Yeah.
And I just want to see if it still is nice. Have you heard it before?
I don't need an excuse to listen to a Ninth Wonder beat. I love Ninth Wonder.
You'd have a boner of the night.
I might have heard this before. It's not ringing any bells right now. Can't Breathe? No, it is kind of ringing a bell. So
this is called Can't Breathe.
Should we check
it out? Ninth Wonder and Smitty. Let's check it out.
All right. All right. Wait. Those drums are from a song.
You already know.
Those drums are from, I've got it on 7-inch vinyl, man. They're from a song by the Detroit Emeralds called You're Getting a Little Too Smart.
Fucking hell. Can we just highlight Maddie's knowledge? Yeah, we played that beat for what, 3-4 seconds? I just sent him this tune during this podcast.
Yeah, literally just now.
Upload it. He's just played 3 seconds. He's like, oh, hello. Yeah, these drums are from.
Yeah,
man, that's sick knowledge, bro. But if you're wrong, then you look like an idiot.
No, but these drums are very obvious. Like, people, if you make beats and you use drum breaks, then you're going to have used this one at some point. Anyway, whatever. Can't Breathe.
And yo.
Ah, yo, actually, it's the same drums from, it's the same drums from Incarcerated Scarfaces. You know, what up, yo, time. And it's also the same drums used in The Light by Common.
I can hear.
Yeah. It's in all those. Anyway, sorry, man. I'll stop being a...
All right. Rewind and come again, please.
You've been taking notes from the homies. You wanna workers, they know me. They know me, they know. They say I don't act like this usually. Yeah, and I'm just having fun in the moment. And you've been asking around for intrigue, but the answers you get don't defend me. You shouldn't play with ifs and maybes.
Around, baby, I can't breathe.
Listen to things that they've been mentioning.
Come to me and I can feel it.
Cause you can't
lie on all the things they tell you.
They
don't know what I don't say.
How can they know it?
You wanna know if where we're at. You won't stay.
They both know that.
We both know it ain't their place.
And you know you can always reach me.
Say I'm right here. You just allow yourself to see.
Tell me you can't see it.
I'm about to have no fear.
So when you want the pieces to the puzzle, baby, I can make it clear.
It's nice, man.
Oh, it's mad nice, man.
I love them drums.
Incarcerated Scarfaces. Yeah, I can hear it now.
Yeah. Oh shit, I didn't mean to do that. But yeah, now listen, listen, listen.
Manny with the knowledge, baby.
This is Detroit Emerald. It's such a wicked tune as well, man. But anyway, sorry.
Yeah, yeah. That's not, and you see how he hasn't put any high pitched. I know it's a completely different kind of flex of tune.
Yeah.
But he's just got. Yeah. He made that and he's like, yo, this sounds nice together. That's it. It's listo. It's ready. It's nice. Mm. He didn't put like, wow, in the background for no reason, man. It's like,
it's not no reason, though. No, it's not. It's to break it up a bit and it's to
Yeah, but I hear that. But you see how he didn't do it on this? Because he didn't need it. You don't need to break it up all the time. If it's flowing like a fucking sensual zebra, cascading across the African highlands, you know what I mean? Then it's bliss. Then it's done.
But it's different styles of hip hop. Ninth Wonder is much more soulful. He comes from that kind of side. Whereas Necro production is more about just hard drums and an ill sounding sample over the top. I mean, I'm obviously there's a gray area and there's crossover there, but it's a different feel they're going for than Ninth Wonder with that song, because that's got singing over it. You know what I mean? It wouldn't fit right with a squeaky bit coming.
But what do you think? You like that? I mean, I think I was coming down last night after a fucking massive night, just sitting on this sofa trying to have a bit of a vape or something, chilling before bed, and it came on.
Yeah.
You know, when you play some tune, I played some Children of Zeus tune, and then, you know, so you don't have Spotify, but sometimes it just like repicks sort of tunes in that kind of genre.
Yeah, the algorithm.
This is nice, man.
It's real nice.
It wasn't
nice.
As nice just now, but last night I was like, yo, this is a pre-bedtime tune.
Yeah, I love Ninth Wonder, man. I really like. If you there's loads of videos of him making beats online as well, and he's a funny guy and really chill dude. Salute to Ninth Wonder.
Yeah, I need to hold. I need one of those microphones that can get the smell.
Yeah,
all the people, if your wife
smell-o-vision
is from the Caribbean, if your wife is from the Caribbean
with a very big ass,
with a very big ass, Andrea, she knows how to cook the chicken.
Yeah,
if
man.
You could smell this house right now, this chicken been marinating for like 48 hours.
Wow.
And now it's in the air fryer. It's smelling like a fucking, as Jazz would say, is smelling as nice as dick. It is fucking bang.
You're making
bang.
Me
wait to eat this shit. If you could smell this shit, it's amazing.
I've got a fucking I've got an oven pizza I'm about to put in the oven. So you're making me jealous, man, motherfucker.
You can't be eating those kind of fucking. Where's it from? Don't tell me like it's deep frozen.
Yeah, it's one of them ones, man.
Deep freeze. No.
Listen, I would love to do a podcast about cooking, because not completely, but one episode. Because
some chicken, bruv. We've got loads of chicken.
No, thank you for the invite. I appreciate it. But I'm in my PJs. I'm going to just whack it on, just munch it out.
Let's talk about the PJ game.
Yes.
Let's talk about the PJ.
PJs.
The Santa Claus in his shades PJ game. My kids won't let me wear it. They say, you can only wear that in December, Dad. It's bad luck. Yeah.
Well.
But yeah, man. Party chicken people. Smelling banging. Yeah. We're having arepas. Arepas is like a South American.
Oh, is it? What is this? What is
beautiful,
that?
Beautiful. It's like a maize. It's like a powder, and you mix it with water, and you make, like, you have to pat. You make, like, these round pancakes and shit. Mm. Fry them quickly, then put them in the oven, and then you've made, like, this kind of corn bread.
Uh-huh.
And then you put all your chicken and stuff inside, avocado, salsa, onion, man. It is bang, bang.
Boom.
If she makes them in time, I'll take a photo and send it to you. You can stick it on there right now.
Yeah, okay, yeah, cool.
The arepas.
Yeah, don't forget. Make sure you send that before you eat it.
Yeah.
But salute, brother. Look, I'll let you eat some dinner, man. I'm going to go eat some dinner as well, man. Again, please, if you're listening to this and not watching it, let us know how it went. You know what I mean? Hit us up on the Instagram at almshouse to your mum's house pod. People on the YouTube, leave a comment. Let us know. Please be nice. Don't start ripping the piss out of people and like causing, well, whatever. Actually, you know what? Do whatever the fuck you want. I don't give a
shit. Do what you want.
I'm not your boss.
We've got a big, fat, smelly, bad boy guest coming.
Hold it down.
In March. Yeah, obviously won't say who it is, but it's original big bad and every any man tests his name one berry. It's very, very good.
And also, top of that, yesterday as well, a big writer got in touch that he wants to do something. He's never appeared on any podcast, anything.
With a wicked idea.
So we might have an exclusive there. But again,
he's going to be clearing out some, what did he say he's going to be doing? Clearing out some kind of, setting the record straight.
Yeah.
On a couple of bits that have been going around. And this dude, you don't want to fuck with my man.
Yeah, let's not ham it up too much, though, man. Let's not preempt too much shit, man. But we've got a lot in store, party people. Thank you for chilling with us. Thank you for hanging with us. This is Arms House to Your Mum's House, episode 17.
And we're signing out with...
In the Bag. And we sign out like we sign out every episode, yeah?
Where does this hit? Bing, 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 bing.
Theme wants to get his Caribbean.
We didn't have a guest, so we're going to be signing out. 3, 2, 1.
To your mom's house.